Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio and I'm Nia Kaysen. A possible extension of the health pass will be examined today in the Council of Ministers. While the deadline was scheduled for November 15th, this bill plans to extend the measure until July 31st, 2022, before a progress point in Parliament before the end of February. This extension has made people cringe on both the right and on the left. Some believe that this eight-month extension will allow Emmanuel Macron to avoid the debate during the presidential campaign. This measure is not well received by the world of culture. At the call of the unions, SUD Territorial Collectivities and SUD Culture Solidaire, a strike notice is filed from today in cultural places to protest against the implementation of the health pass. Also in the news, Hubert Germain, the last companion of La Libération, will be buried on November 11th at the Arc de Triomphe and Mont-Valérien. This was announced yesterday at the Élysée. The former deputy and minister under Georges Pompidou died yesterday at the age of 101. He was one of the first to join the Free French Forces during World War II. In a big step in the fight against domestic violence, the Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, announced yesterday that he wanted to put in place a device that will allow the police to collect complaints from victims who do not wish to go to a police station. This experiment will begin before the end of the year and will initially concern only a few regions. The list of departments concerned will be determined in the coming days. Alain Griset faces a 10 to 12 month suspended prison sentence and 3 years of ineligibility. The Minister of Petite et Moyenne Entreprise has been at the Paris Criminal Court since yesterday, being tried for incomplete declaration of his assets. The judgment is expected on December 8th. You've been listening to The Morning News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.